The epistle to be read today for the Feast of Septuagesima Sunday is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 9. Brethren, know you not that they that run in the race all run indeed, but one receiveth the prize. So run that you may obtain, and every one that striveth for the mastery refraineth himself from all things. And they indeed that they may receive a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible one. I therefore so run, not as an uncertainty. I so fight, not as one beating the air. But I chastise my body and bring it into subjection, lest perhaps what I have preached to others, I myself should become a castaway. For I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all in Moses were baptized in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink. And they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. But with the most of them, God was not well pleased. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 20. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like to a householder who went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And having agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard, and going about the third hour, he saw others standing in the marketplace idle. And he said to them, "Go you also into my vineyard, and I will give you what shall be just." And they went their way. And again he went about the sixth and the ninth hour and did in like manner. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing. And he saith to them, "Why stand you all here all the day idle?" They say to him, "Because no man hath hired us." He saith to them, "Go you also into my vineyard." And when evening was come, the lord of the vineyard saith to his steward, "Call the laborers and pay them their hire, beginning from the last even to the first." When therefore they were come that came about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first also came, they thought that they should receive more. And they also received every man a penny. And receiving it, they murmured against the master of the house, saying, These last have worked but 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, that they have borne the burden of the day and the heats. But he answering said to one of them, "Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst thou not agree with me for a penny a day? Take what is thine and go thy way. I will also give to this last even as to thee. Or is it not lawful for me to do what I will? Is thy eye evil because I am good? So shall the last be first and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen." Thus for the words of today's Holy Gospel. Know you that they that run in the race all run indeed, but one receiveth the prize. So run that you may obtain. These words are taken from the epistle of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. St. Alphonsus had the good fortune of having a very saintly mother. She watched over him unceasingly that he might grow in piety and in the practice of every Christian virtue. She understood that all Catholics are to become saints. And so she knew it was her duty to teach her son Alphonsus all that was necessary to be a saint. Alphonsus, on his part, listened to her words as if they were the words of God himself. And so he endeavored always to put them into practice. Even when he was older, as a successful lawyer and in the midst of worldly occupations, he followed her advice and led a holy life. Now, one day when Alphonsus was just a child, she gave him this advice. She said, "My dear child, you ought to become better and more pious every day, for such is the will of God." Alphonsus replied, "This is also my own earnest desire, But what must I do to accomplish this? The following advice is what she gave him, and it is what all Catholics ought to follow. Speak but little and be temperate in your eating and drinking, she said. Never be idle. Think often of God while working through in the world. Continuing, she said to Alphonsus, say your prayers regularly and have a special devotion to the Most Holy Mother of God. To help get through the trials and difficulties of life, often think of the joys of paradise, and that one day you will soon secure this happiness. Be on guard against worldliness, she warned, by not allowing your heart to be attached to the things of this earth. Remember always to do good, even if others criticize you. But most of all, she said, persevere in your daily duties. And do all the good you can, while God permits you and gives you time here on earth. Now, my dear faithful, in today's epistle, St. Paul explains how we must work out for our salvation. He compares what we must do to be saved to the exercise one does in order to win a race. So first of all, he encourages us to strive with all our might to obtain our salvation. And then he gives us a comparison. He says that athletes will give up everything. Athletes will fast and abstain from food and other things in order to become in the best shape they can, so that they will be able to win the race and the prize. He goes on to say that they do all this for a corruptible crown, that is, one that does not even last. But we, on the other hand, strive for an incorruptible one, one that will last forever. Continuing, he warns us that we have to do our part to save our souls. That is, we must work hard and practice virtue. We can't think that if we do the bare minimum, we will be saved. St. Paul then warns us that the Jewish people at the time of Moses did this. They received many and great gifts from God. They fulfilled the external obligations of the law, yet God was not pleased with most of them. God was not pleased with them because they continued to sin, even after he had bestowed his many favors upon them. They sinned by murmuring against God and coveting earthly things. My dear faithful, all of us must strive to attain perfection. We cannot aim at merely being saved. We must strive to be the best we can, as St. Paul points out in today's epistle. He tells us, labor and toil like athletes. Who spend hours every day training to win a race. They train and work so that they might win the prize, which is only an earthly prize and will not last. We must be like these athletes. We must spend ourselves just as hard in training and working out our eternal salvation. As St. Paul says, so run that you may obtain. That is, labor and work, that you may obtain the incorruptible crown, the crown of glory in heaven. But if we are to obtain this incorruptible crown, we cannot be content with doing the least. Like the Jewish people at the time of Moses. Rather, we must make our religion first and foremost in our minds. And in our daily actions. In all things, our faith must come first, no matter what. And that is why St. Alphonsus' mother warned him to be on guard against worldliness by not allowing in your heart to have any attachment to earthly things. Thus, we know that we are to work out our salvation. But what does this mean in the when practically speaking? What are we to do each day that we may receive this prize? The way we are to work out our salvation is by avoiding mortal sin and deliberate venial sin, by fulfilling our daily duties well and practicing virtue. So we must rid ourselves of all sin. This especially means mortal sin, but it also means venial sin. For sin, no matter how small, is an obstacle in our path in winning the race. For example, we must not tell any willful untruths. We should be on our guard against speaking unkindly of others. And as athletes abstain from what is unhealthy for their body, so we must refrain from those expressions of anger we manifest at times, or the ridicule and criticism, the cutting words we often let fall from our lips. These are the things we must abstain from and must overcome. And by doing so, we will thus be running the race and obtain the prize. But as I mentioned, it is not enough merely to refrain from sin. We must also nourish ourselves with virtue, build up our muscles like the athletes. As St. Alphonsus' saintly mother said, "My dear child, you ought to become better and more pious every day, for such is the will of God." And by this she meant by practicing virtue and fulfilling their daily duties well. We must be like the early Christians who are known for practicing virtue. People must recognize it in us. The early Christians were especially known for forgiving injuries. In fact, there's an interesting story about this. During one of the early Roman persecutions, a certain Christian was struck by someone. The Christian did not get upset or try to seek revenge. He even remained calm and forgave the person. Now, the people who witnessed this act of meekness knew that this person must be a Christian for practicing such patience and charity. And so they immediately arrested him and brought him before the judge. He was then sentenced to death and died a martyr for the faith because of his act of charity and meekness. Let us then, my dear faithful, strive to be like these early good Christians. Start your training today. As St. Alphonsus says, we must begin quickly and not wait for tomorrow. And let us follow the advice of St. Alphonsus's Holy Mother and be better and more pious every day. Do this by avoiding all mortal sin and deliberate venial sin. And practice virtue in your daily duties and trials. And this is what St. Alphonsus' mother meant when she said to do good even if others criticize you, to fulfill your daily duties well. She also said to speak but little and be temperate in your eating and drinking. Avoid idleness and say your prayers regularly, especially the daily rosary. If we strive to grow in virtue by practicing these things, God will be very pleased with us. We will win the race and attain our crown of glory in heaven. We won't have to worry about being like the Jewish people and like certain Catholics who are in Catholic in name only. And so I encourage you with the words of St. Paul, which we read in today's epistle. Everyone that striveth for the mastery refraineth himself from all things. So run, run that you may receive the incorruptible crown. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.